in. The way you move, the way you feel. One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need.
UFM, Shoalhaven Community Radio, bringing back all the hits on 104.5, 99.7 and 92.3, or via the web, www.uu.org.au.
Yeah, I think he's alright. Seem kinda funny, yeah, he kinda my type. Yeah. I seen the devil, yeah, I met him last night. One conversation, now he's spending my night. I think I love him, though I know it ain't right. You got me fucked up, I won't let this happen again. You won't take advantage of me. Yeah, I think he's alright. Seem kinda funny, yeah, he kinda my type. Yeah. I seen the devil, yeah, I met him last night. One conversation, now he's spending my night. I think I love him, though I know it ain't right.
How could I ever believe him? The one that could be so deceiving. center. Boy, you were my only vice. I never feel this way. Told me no message, I'm leaving. Boy, you just gave me a reason.
No, I never thought I'd be the one.
No, I never thought I'd be the one to fall. Watch me fall for boy, give you my all. So I promise tonight is the last call.
Music coming up here in the Triple U studio. If you've just tuned in, we've got Daisy Pring on air with us, our October Artist of the Month. Hi again, Daisy.
Hello. Hi, Daisy.
She hasn't gone anywhere. Trust me. If you've just tuned in, you would have heard a wonderful set list of Daisy's music. This is kind of all of her songs she said has inspired her songs, a bit of a vibe, kind of goes around her personality and her music. So some very, very good songs in there. We just had Chloe and Hallie with Forgive Me. Beforehand, we had Demi Lovato with Met Him Last Night. We also had some Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa with One Kiss. We had some Doja Cat with I Don't Do Drugs. And The Weeknd with After Hours, which I've heard you're a big Weeknd fan.
Yes, my favourite, yeah.
Which is good because he's coming to Australia very, very soon. Are you going to be there?
I am going to be there.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. That's so good. Very excited to hear. I think Max has got tickets. I'm potentially going, I don't know. But it was one of those things, I think everyone was trying to get tickets.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
everyone
was
very determined. Yeah. So if you get them, that's very impressive.
Yes, yeah.
I think I tried three times and I was like, oh, it just didn't work.
You had to keep adding shows because
I know.
Yeah, it's just getting sold out like crazy.
Yes, definitely. But you obviously heard already a bit of a vibe of what Daisy likes when it comes to her music. But I want to ask you, Daisy, how does the songwriting process work for you? When you've got an idea of making a song or you want to make a song itself, where do you start?
Well, it's always a little bit different with depending on the song and who I work with. But so a lot of my songs are written in collaboration. So sometimes I'll bring an idea to a producer. So I've worked with Chelsea Warner and Taka Perry. And then we'll go from there. Sometimes we'll start from scratch and then we might like listen to a few different beats or synth sounds on the piano and just try and get a vibe. But most times it'll always start with some inspiration songs. So we'll listen to some sounds or some themes that I'm feeling. And then on the flip side, if I am writing just at home by myself, it'll either start with like a cool chord progression. I'm usually on the piano or I'll... You know, right? I have a notes list of just random lyrics that I think about throughout. It could be the middle of the night, the middle of the day. So I'll get one of those and then work from there. And yeah.
Oh, that's
so.
So
it's always a bit different.
Well, you sound like a very creative person. I can barely remember what I did in the morning, let alone remember song lyrics. So I'm very, very impressed there. And where has your music career actually taken you? What's some gigs that people might have seen you at before? They might see you in the future. Hint, hint.
So the biggest sort of gigs I've done, as this project Daisy Pring, I've been up at Crooked River Winery in Gerringong, which is where I'm from. So I've opened for acts like Matt Corby, Vera Blue, Missy Higgins, Amy Shark. So they've been really, really cool. They have great crowds, so good audiences to perform to. And then I did the Shoalhaven River Festival when I was younger as well. But yeah, sort of just, it's all just kicking off in the last few years.
So. Yeah, definitely. And if you've just tuned in, I'm going to drill it in your heads. You've got to remember it. We've got a very, Daisy's got a very special gig going on. I keep saying our because it's like Daisy. Daisy's got a very special gig coming up on Thursday to premiere her new song, Falling Together, which we have heard. We might even play it again. Just a reminder how good that song was. Coming up at Thursday at L Horses, you can win tickets if you are very interested to go. You can go check us out on the Triple U Facebook page. Tag someone you'd like to go with and you could be in the chance to win 2 tickets. But we'll definitely draw back to that as well. Who's someone you'd like to collaborate with? Who's an artist that if you could in the future, even if, you know, you've only heard a few of their songs, just their vibe, is there any that you're inspired by? Any sort of particular artists?
Two of my... Oh, it's so hard. I have so many.
I know,
many.
There's such a variety. Yeah. I know. Well, a rough idea
but
in a few.
Yeah, I'm loving Ray at the moment. Yep. She's a blues sort of R&B pop singer. Very excited to see her as well in February. I'd love to collaborate with her. She does a lot of writing for other artists as well. She's written for Beyonce, I think, before.
Wow.
Another artist who I'd love to work with is Victoria Monet. She does have her own project, but again, she writes for a lot of other artists, such as like Ariana Grande. So those two definitely up in my favourites at the moment.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. And obviously Daisy does have other singles other than Falling Together, although that one is amazing. We also have a song coming in that was her debut single, which is called Retrograde. Now, I heard about this song a few months ago before I heard about Daisy and the artist of the month and obviously the name. It's always a great connection. I had a guy ring me up a few months ago and he's like, oh, I've heard about this girl called Daisy Pring. She's a really great singer, Retrograde. You should go check it out. And at the time, we didn't have it in the system or anything, and I couldn't find it. But I went and checked it out on Spotify. I'm like, ooh, I kind of like this song. I kind of like the vibe of it. And here we are. we're here having the whole conversation, so I love it. But tell me, what inspired Retrograde? What's Retrograde about?
So Retrograde is about sort of the back and forth and uncertainty of relationships being in, you know, a young age and not sure whether you should really commit and go the whole way or if it's not worth it, is it really working? And then it has sort of themes of colour and space, the title being Retrograde, incorporated into it. And yeah, we sort of, it started in the session. Chelsea asked, what colour do I want the lights? Because she has these lights.
Oh, it's
and
so
then
good.
We started with purple lighting and then that one of the lyrics is purple is the colour for you. And then from there we kind of did the play on words of all the colour themes. But
That's so awesome. And it all works out, which you are about to hear, guys. Daisy Pring, Retrograde, her debut single. And it's, trust me, just as good as Falling Together. Both great songs. So make sure you go check that out as well. Like I said, we might put it on later to the end of the show. If you do want to check out Daisy's gig on Thursday, go check out a little giveaway on Facebook at Triple UFM. You can also go look at it. You can't really apply through Instagram, but you can look it at our Instagram, which is _UU_UU_FM. There's a lot of underscores there. Or you can go check out the Tuesday Twist Instagram, which is TuesdayTwist_UUFM. There's all stuff posted everywhere for it. Make sure you go check it out there. Make sure you join for it. You never know. You could win those tickets. It'd be a great little thing to do for your Thursday night, your upcoming Thursday night. But without further ado, here's some Retrograde. G-Flip there with Worst Person Alive. That's a new song out of their collection of songs lately, so definitely go support G-Flip. But speaking of our wonderful artists here, we've got Daisy Pring in the studio with us, our October Artist of the Month here in the Triple U studio. She hasn't left, I promise. She's still here with me. And if you have just tuned in, you would have heard Ariana Grande with Break Up With Your Boyfriend, I'm Bored, which was another one out of Daisy's set list of songs. It's a bit of a vibe, shape her songs, a bit of a personality. But yeah, we had that as well. I think we had some sponsors in there as well. So go support our sponsors. Obviously, Daisy Pring, her dad's a sponsor as well. So go support him.
Yeah. RJV Industries.
That's it. Go support him as well. There's always a good way to support our sponsors, especially because we are such a small radio as well, being a community radio. Go support our sponsors because they help us going as well. In the meantime, though, we've still got a few more questions to ask Daisy before she goes off today. She's going to be so exhausted after this. We've just been throwing questions all day. But before we go back into the music side of it, what do we actually do outside of music? What's kind of your hobbies or...
I work a lot. I'm a bit of a workaholic, so yep. I work work at a winery and a cafe, and I really enjoy it. And I also teach singing and piano to some little kiddies a few days a week. So yeah, I've got a few little gigs going on, and then of course, you know, being on the South Coast, love the beach, love being outside, and yeah, I'm got a bit of a travel bug now, as everyone can. So I went away this year and planning my next trip for next year. So yeah, travel, there you being go. Outside, she's everywhere. Working. Yeah, love it.
She's
all.
Everywhere. I love it. And for those little kiddies that you do coach or yes. teach, and anyone that's listening now that might want to get into the music industry, what would be a little bit of a note that you'd give them? A little bit of advice.
I would say. Practice, definitely lots of practice is important. You don't learn a skill overnight. And just sort of just believing in yourself. I know that sounds like basic, but you just got to believe if you want to make it your career, you just got to believe it's going to happen. And then just like act as if that is your life and your job. And yeah, give it your all. And yeah.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. And obviously, Daisy is a local as well to the area. You're from Gerringong?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, have you always been in Gerringong?
Always been in Gerringong, pretty much. I was born in the States, but have lived here. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. See, she's been everywhere. I love it. I love it. So definitely go support our local artists. Obviously, Daisy Pring being our artist of the month. I'm always good to support our local artists because we do have some young ones around, a few artists around. So it's always good to support them while they are around. You never know. We might be talking to the next big star. You never, never know. Now, what are your future plans? Say about like a 5-year plan when it comes to your music.
5-year plan. Well, I hope to definitely have an album out in the next 5 years. But looking in the next couple years, maybe definitely a few more singles next year, and then a little EP, and then I'd love to do an Australian tour promoting the EP, or even if I can land a support like an opening act for another band around Australia would be fantastic. I'd love to head over to the States to do a bit of songwriting over there in the next couple years. I think that'd be really good to meet a few new producers and people to collaborate with. Yeah, that's the goals that I'm going to tick off. Yeah.
No, that's awesome. And who would you say is some of your biggest supporters? Who would you say, if you could wrap up your whole music career so far, who do you think have been your biggest supporters?
Definitely my mum has driven, like, all throughout my whole life. She's driven me to every singing lesson, every rehearsal. She's had to take off all this time off work, stay up in Sydney for weeks to practice, and she's always been there through all of that. And then my family in general, of course, are all really supportive. My best friends come to every single gig. They always share all my stuff and are always really excited to hear my new projects. So
So great. Looks like you've got a very big support system
you. I'm very lucky, very lucky.
Oh, definitely. And I'm going to say it again. If you've been listening for the last couple of hours, you're like, oh my gosh, Daisy, you're saying it again. But Daisy has got a premiere gig coming out on Thursday at L Horses, and our wonderful Triple U listeners have a chance to win these tickets. So make sure you go check us out on Facebook at Triple U FM. If you want the chance to get some giveaway tickets to Daisy's event, you can get 2 tickets, so for you and a friend. All you've got to do is tag somebody in the comments and you could be in the running. And that will be getting revealed who our winner is tomorrow night with Hayley and Coco's In the Land of Oz. Obviously, having an Aussie artist here works perfect for their show. Now, I've got a few more songs to come on, and then we're going to come on and have a bit of a sign off, bit of a goodbye. So make sure you stay tuned. Daisy and I aren't going anywhere just yet. A final message from our sponsors there for the hour. Again, supporting them is supporting us. I say it every time. We actually have our October Artist of the Month, which is a daughter of one of our sponsors as well. Daisy Pring here. Unfortunately, if you've just tuned in, you would have missed our wonderful interviews, our wonderful chats. But you haven't missed our giveaway to win tickets to her Thursday night show at L Horses. So if you're interested, go check out our Facebook page, the Triple U FM Facebook page. But before we go, Daisy, where can people find you if they want a little bit more information on you, or they might even want to see your new song?
So you can find me at Daisy Pring on Facebook or Instagram, TikTok. My song's available on all streaming services, so YouTube Music, Apple Music, Spotify. So check it out, and in my socials you'll see the link to buy tickets for my show this Thursday.
Awesome. So make sure you go check that out. I'll be there, Max will be there, we'll be on with bells on, so make sure you go check that out. And obviously Daisy's new song, Falling Together, will be played there as well. We're about to play it again one final time before the end of the hour. So make sure you stay tuned if you haven't heard it already. It comes out today as well. So perfect time. You'll be one of the first people to hear it. First one to be out and about and hear the song. But a big thank you, obviously, Daisy, for coming in with us today.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Daisy.
Oh, that's totally fine. And thank you for coming in as our Artist of the Month. Big, big proud moment there.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Yes, but I'm sure you'll hear plenty more of Daisy over the next month here in the Triple U studio. Go check her out on her socials, on all music platforms. Go support her in any way you can, obviously being a local artist. And that's all for us today as well. We've got Barry coming on after me with his great music as always. He always runs a great program, so stay tuned for him. And let's finish off that hour with Daisy Pring. I'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Been yourself since you were touched by the toxins. Ooh, and all the late nights, long fights, sunlight. I can tell it's been messing you up, falling out and in and out of love. For so long you've been drinking this cup, and it's really been keeping you up. All the symptoms, they got you confused. Can't you see that it's all turning blue? You never get to taking the view, taking the view, you. Crying over.
confused. Can't you see that it's all turning blue? You never get to take in the view, take in the view, view. It's not worth whatever that you're crying over. No need for pressure, falling together. Sleepless nights won't make you closer. No need for pressure, falling together. Too long you've been drinking this cup, and it's really been keeping you up. All the symptoms, they got you confused. Can't you see that it's all turning blue? You never get to take in the view, take in the view. View. It's not worth whatever that you're crying over. No need for pressure.